Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph discusses the fact that Rosh Hashanah is different than the typical Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. The Gemara says the problem was because what happens if the Edom will come in HaMincha Ulamela? They come that late, this Kalk will be in Bashir, the lengthy discussion, what do you do when it comes to the Karbanos? But clearly, in order to avoid that, so pretty astounding. No Go'osim Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh, we're observing 2 days of Yantif, even though there is no Safek whatsoever. And therefore, you have a model of 2 days of Kedusha, which is considered to be Yom Arichta. Clearly, this is not true. Midin Daraisa. That certainly is not true. Rosh Hashanah is considered to be a single day. But nonetheless, Midrabanan, we're going to treat that unit as though it's considered to be Kedushah, as Yom Arichta. And we pointed out that Rambam, Perches, where the Rambam writes that there is a model Midaraisa of Kedushah, and that is when Yom Kippur falls out on an Erev Shabbos or Mosai Shabbos, those successive days of Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, that certainly is considered to be a case of Kedushah. The question is whether Midrabanan, what was the model that the Chachamim used for a Yantif and a Shabbos, or 2 days of Yantif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi here makes a pretty stunning comment, Rashi Diramaskal Ad, that you know what, clearly, Kedushah, Yom Arichta, Osyam Kadosh, Lamachar Kadosh, when is that true? When is that true? So Rashi just adds, now that Im Ba'u Eidim Min HaMincha Ulamala. Wow. If Eidim will come Min HaMincha Ulamala. If Eidim will come Min HaMincha Ulamala, then we're going to treat it as Shtei Kedushos. Wow. That's a Chiddush. Now, the way the Gemara presents it seeming is the following, you know, it may be a reality that Eidim could come late in the day, and that's going to wreak havoc. You know, imagine all of a sudden there's a clap at 4 in the afternoon, today's Rosh Hashanah. So you know what? So therefore, we observe 2 days of Yom Tov, the Torah's Kedushah Achas. But Rashi writes, no, Im Bo Eidim Min HaMincha Lamala. If Eidim and Din will come at that particular time. Wow. You know what the impression that you get from the Rashi, unless it's really Lav Dafka, but the impression you get from Rashi, this is a comment of the Shar HaMelech in the end of Hilchus Erevin. Whoa, no? Yeah, Diuk in this Rashi. That, you know what? It sounds that when do you assume Rosh Hashanah is Kedushah Achas? That is Kishuvo Eidim Lachar Mincha. Because Kishuvo Eidim Lachar Mincha, okay, that's Osyam Kodesh, Lamachar Kodesh. Let's assume, for example, a typical case where, you know why the Eidim didn't come as of yet? Because there was no Molad HaLevanah. It's not that, you know, they came so late in the day. You know why they didn't show up yet on day 30? Because there's no Molad HaLevanah. There's no Molad HaLevanah. And therefore, you know what? Guess what? That they are not going to come at all on day 30. And that means the next day, Lamed Aleph is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So the possible Diuk and Rashi that B'chi HaGavna, that's not Kedushachas. That's Shtei Kedushas. You know, it's day 30. So day 30, we're not sure what in the world is happening. So we're waiting. We're waiting with bated breath. You know what? That's a Sfeika Diyoma. We're not sure whether today is going to be or whether tomorrow is going to be. Okay, so if, lo and behold, Eidim do not come, it means it's tomorrow. And any observance that we had today was Machma Safek. So therefore, that would be a stunning Diuk in Rashi. And that is that Rosh Hashanah is not always Yom Arichta Damya. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta Damya in a case where Eidim will indeed show up on day 30, in a problematic way, because they really showed up late, then no get Osyam Kodesh L'machar Kodesh. Okay, because we don't want any such zilzol. But in a typical case where they didn't show up on day 30 because Rosh Chodesh is the next day, so therefore any observance refraining from halacha on day 30 is Machmas HaSafek. Wow. So that would mean the following chiddush, that you know what, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah can either be Kedushah Achas, or it can be Shtei Kedushos, depending on when the Eidim show up. Wow. The reason maybe this diuk is not, even though, yes, Rashi writes, Bo'u Eidim and Mincha Lamala, maybe Rashi just means that was the cause why we were misaking Kedushah Achas, because of that case, but not if and only if, because when you look at the Rashi later, Rashi and the Vavam and Aleph, Rashi says differently. Wow. Rashi says there's a takana of Kedushah Achas, right? Rashi, Dav, Vav, Amin, Aleph, Dimaskel, Dilma, Rashi says the following, that you know what, that, ooh, you have a takana of treating both days of Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas. When? Rashi writes, Kegom Shlo Bo Edim Ad Shloshim Ve'echad. If Edim did not come until the next day, no, before Rosh and Rashi, no? 8 lines down, no? Kegom Shlo Bo Edim Ad Shloshim Ve'echad. Wow. That's very different than this diuk, no? Here Rashi is mamash mafurish, no? That there is a takana of Kedusha Achas if Edim do not come until the next day, meaning they don't come at all. If they don't come on day 30, right? Lo ba'o'ad shloshim ve'echad, you know what? Then necessarily, we assume la'alacha. The next day, of course, is Rosh Chodesh. A Jewish month can only be 29 or 30 days. So if they don't come on day 30, and you don't declare day 30 as one, so therefore, the next day, obviously, is one. Rashi writes, in that case, it's Kedush Achas. It's Kedush Achas. And that's Mefurish and Tosus, no? And Dafem and Abder Maskel Ha. Tosus says the following, you know what? That from the Takan of Yochanan and Zakkai, it was a shift. There was a shift, no? What exactly was the shift? Ooh, Tosus writes the following. If the Edim did not come, on day 30, there was a shift. Because the original Takana was Osyam Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. Meaning that in such a case, if the Edim do not come on day 30, that's considered to be Kedusha Achas. So realize that's a little bit unclear from the Gemara. I would say different impressions from the Rashi, and Tosus is Mefurish. In other words, from the original Takana, Osyam Kadosh Lamacha Kadosh, what exactly did that mean? Well, if, for example, they would come typically, let's say they would come on day 30, right and early, which normally would happen, and they say, you know what, we saw the Malach HaLevana. Guess what? That day would be Rosh Hashanah. There you don't assume that there's a takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in that sense. After all, that in that instance, the takana is shown if they came on Yom Lamed, so therefore Yom Lamed was Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, what happens if they came late on Yom Lamed? Then everyone agrees, Yom Arichta. What happens if they didn't come at all on Yom Lamed? Wow. So from the Rashi and Daf Hey, it sounds like that would be Shtei Kedushas. Rashi's Mefurish and Afav, that no, that would be Kedush Achas. And Tosus is Mefurish and Afayim Adalav. That would be a case of Kedush Achas. So realize that exactly how indeed, and then we're going to have to see if you didn't yet, Balamor, Ramban. And what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? When you're not Makari Shal Pi Ari at all, you're Makari Shal Pi Achesh. So for we in Chutz La'aretz, Ein Achinami. So you know what? We still observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Is there any reason to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Hazeh, when we're not relying on the Edim at all? So the Baal HaMor writes a stunning comment, absolutely not. And Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael is only a single day. Not the Baal HaMor, not a sugya. And the Ramban writes, absolutely not true. The Baal HaMor writes, for years, B'nai Yisrael observed only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mahamas writes, and that was a mistake. No, there was a takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah like you find today. No sveika dioma of chutz laretz, but the takana of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah remained, even when Mekadesh Shal Pi Al Pi Achesh. So I have to see, so that's a pretty heavy, heavy issue. I would say this is very relevant to that Rambam and Raivid that we mentioned in Perechesel HaChesef HaChos Erevin. Is it ever possible for Yom Arichta to serve as a kula, or is it only a chumrah? So the Rambam, ooh, comfortable, know that, you know what, it can hit both ways. Yom Arichta could be a chumrah, Yom Arichta could be a kula. It could be a chumrah in terms of nolda bezeh, asura bezeh. It could be a chumrah in terms of the inability to be masne. Rosh Hashanah is Friday. Thursday, Friday, you didn't lay Erev Tov Shana on Wednesday. You don't have the option of laying an Erev Tov Shana on Thursday because it is considered Yom Arichta Damya. But the Rambam's great Kiddush, at the case we discussed a few times already, Nechal Eruvo, that you know what, if the Eruv was Kayim at the first Ben Hashmashos, even if it's Nechal Rishon, you can use it on the second day because it's Kedush Achas. Kedush Achas is even the Kula. Ben Lechumra, Ben Lekula. Is there any Makar for that we pointed out? Yeah, that Rashi, right? That you can have a Yom Arichta Midaraisa, which is Lakula. And the Rabbi writes, that's not true. L'chumra Amrinan Kedush Achas. L'chumra Amrinan. Not Lakula. You know what? Let's say the way Rashi, no? Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah was not necessarily Yom Arichta Damya. At times it was Yom HaRichta, and at times it was Shtei Kedushos. It depends when the Edom came, If the Edom came late on day one, then it's considered to be Kedusha Achas. If the Edom did not come at all on day one, then of course it's a Sveika Diyoma. The second day is Rosh Hashanah, and we were in doubt the first day. You know what that means? By the very inception of that Rosh Hashanah can at times be Kedusha Achas, and at times be Shtei Kedushos. If that really is true, that at times this, and at times that, you know what I'm going to argue? Lachumra, not Lakula. Even if in principle you were to argue that Kedusha Achas could serve Lakula, but Rosh Hashanah is not necessarily Kedusha Achas. Rosh Hashanah can be Kedusha Achas if Bo Edom Nichol Mala. Rosh Hashanah could be Shtei Kedushos Rashi. If the Edom did not come at all on day 30, that means, you know, we're uncertain as to whether there's a Sveika Diyoma or whether it's Yom HaRechta Damya. You know what that means? L'chumra. Nechali Ruvo. You have to be machmir to treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah as a Sveika Diyoma, not as a Yom HaRechta. So even just in terms of the understanding, what does the Gemara mean, min ha-mincho ulamala? Poshub Shat, it seems to mean that, you know what, because of this possible scenario, Chazal were misakein that Rosh Hashanah is always Yom HaRechta Damya, but not necessarily. Maybe it means in this scenario it's Yom HaRechta Damya, and in that, then you have a typical case of a suffix not knowing indeed when that would be. Well, so now the Gemara continues and tells us that, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that whole concern about the Shir and Mikdash, unfortunately, is no longer at hand. And therefore, Mekablam Eidus Kol Hayom. And Rabbi Yosef says, but nonetheless, even if things are Mekablam Kol Hayom, but still, Nol de Bezeh is Asur Bezeh. Wow. Even if the reason doesn't apply, but nonetheless, the halacha remains. And that's what we started to discuss. No, because Kol Darush Minyan, Sarach Minyan Acha, Lahatira. Well, so here, Tosus immediately raises the following issue. Is that always true? Did you require Minach Lahatira? Tosus writes that, is it really the case that if you have a Takana that has a Zman Kavua, that has a Zman Kotsu, that built into the Takana, there is a duration of man, this is how you should act for the next several days, you really require Minach Lahatira? You're being Mavato? Bezdin Chavero. If I say something should be permanent, and you say no, it should be paka, I understand, we're at odds. If I say something should only be true for several days, really, you need me and Achalatiro. Why indeed would that be true? Why do you call that a bitul divrei Chavero? Right? The people who made that din d'rabbanan will tell you it was only a temporary injunction, and that's clear. But Tosus is bothered. If the source really is from Yunachonim Shlosha Sayamim, what do you mean? Their Shlosha Yamim is built into the fabric of the halacha, and yet you still require Shuvalachem La'alechem. Shuvalachem La'alechem. And when the Gemara is bothered, is that an ironclad makar? Why do you need anything else at all? Why do you need Bimshoch HaYovel? Why do you need that? The Gemara should have answered because, you know what, there the Zman is built in, the Zman is not built in. How can you be Dorish in that way? Now, if the Zman is built in, why in the world would you require Minach Lahatira? So it almost sounds as though, maybe that is irrelevant. Minach Lahatira is necessary even if indeed the Zman is built in. And maybe that would result, also says the following, incredible. A person, Rachmana Lislan, has put in a cherem for a window of time, the cherem continues, unless it's rescinded, unless it's revoked, you require Minach Lahatira. So Tosa says, absolutely not. Because it's not at all clear from our Gemara, from the Parsha of Mamen Har Sinai. Because after all, when the Pasuk says, Yunachonim l'shloshes yamim, you know what it means? Hazminu atzmechem, l'davar shiyam l'self shloshes yamim. No? The Torah is saying that, you know what? Prepare yourself for what is incredibly going to happen in several days. How do you know that this is paka? If the pasuk would say Yonishlon Shloshes Yamim without a lamed, that's Tosus's deal. No, if the Torah would say Yunachon, prepare yourself for 3 days. You don't need a minach latira. 3 days is up. But the Torah says, Lish Losh Hasayamim. Li means prepare yourself for what is going to happen in 3 days. Whoa, so I would tell you the following, that maybe the Torah means this. Prepare yourself because you're going to be transformed in 3 days. And you know what? And when you are prepare yourself now because this is the new reality. And what happens then, of course, is going to continue. You prepare yourself for an event, and when the event occurs, like everything's done. So that's exactly what Tosa says. That now, if the Pasuk were to say, Hiyunacholim Shloshes Yomim, you don't require Minin Achala Hatiru. But if it says Lishloshes Yomim, that's a very different meaning. Prepare yourself for what will occur in 3 days, and therefore, no doubt, one could argue, and indeed, when that is true, these restrictions remain. Oh, so if that's true, if it was absolutely clear that the time is built into, you would not require Minin Achala Hatiru. Wow, that's the Chiddush of Tosus Ashita, no? And Tosus tells you to look at the Sugya, right, in Sanhedrin Adaf Nun Tes, where Tosus writes, the same, and Rashi disagrees. Rashi disagrees here. Rashi's Mefurish in Sanhedrin, that you know what, we require Minin Achala Hatiru even if everything is built in. Even if everything is built in, you still require Minin Achal Hatir. In other words, Minin Achal Hatir is not a question, are we or are we not being Mevatel Bezim Chaver? If the Tam is built in, and it's clear the initial injunction was only for a few days, you're not going against anything that they said when I say, in a few days from now, it no longer applies. Why in the world would anyone suggest that you need Minin Achal Hatir? You know what the answer is, that to be able to establish a gzera, or to be able to revoke, to rescind, to modify a gzera, requires a formal process. It requires a formal process. It requires that it has to be omed l'minyan, omed l'minyan. You know, the chamim could feel, you know what, it makes full sense to make this takana the gzera, but the takana has to be established. It has to be nikva. There's a formula, a recipe, that has to be followed for a takana. And maybe part of that due process requires minin achal hatiru, even if there's no ambiguity whatsoever. That is Rashi Shita. That even if absolutely batal tam, and even if the tam is absolutely built into the very fabric of the takana or the gzera, you still require minin achal hatiru. That's clear, that's clear, that's Rashi Shita. And that's what Tosus is disagreeing with. The only time you record Minin Achal Hatiru is where that is not true. That is not true. Because maybe pshat in the pasuk is, Heyein Achonim L'Shloshes Hayamim. And obviously, when that grand event occurs, of course the restrictions apply. Begin not only now, but begin even now, for what indeed is going to happen. But otherwise, absolutely, absolutely not. Well, so Rashi Shita Minin Achal Hatiru is necessary simply as part of Hanhogas Isser Veheter, to be able to be Mesakin in Isser, to be able to lift in Isser. There is a formal process of Bezdin that indeed is necessary. And Tosa says, no, it's only because of that moving part, because of Shloshes Yomim, Lishloshes Yomim. Wow, but that indeed is the case. And we pointed out that the Rambam has a third sheet. That the Rambam Shita is that Even if batal tam, you require gadol b'chacham of a minyan. Wow. You require gadol b'chacham of a minyan. Minyan achal hatiru is not enough. And not enough. And that's what I wanted you to see at length, those series of halachas that you find in the Rambam. The Rambam perek beis of halachas Rambam. Halacha aleph, the Rambam writes the following. Let's assume there is machlokas on a level of a din daraisa. There's machlokas regarding, you know, the meaning of a pasuk. There's machlokas regarding the midush atoni drashas behem. You know what? There the Rambam writes, Areza soser vidon kafi shenira be'eno. The Chacham now has to judge based on what he sees. There's no halacha that, you know what, minin achal hatiru. And in order to disagree, we don't argue, I have to be greater than. And that, the Rambam writes, is the pasuk, El Shofet Yeshia Vayomim Ahem, Vayomim Ahem. No? One is obligated to do so. Wow. So when it comes to a din daraisa, why is that true? Because what I'm arguing is, you know what? The psak of old was absolutely betos. That's not pshat in the pasuk. That's not what the Torah means. There we assume yiftach b'daro kishoreh. The Rambam writes halacha beis. We're not talking about this at all. A bezin makes a takana. Bezin goes ahead and creates a din d'rabbana. And upasha d'ar b'Yisrael. And all of a sudden, I'm not denying whether you're entitled to do so or not, but I want to somehow alter. I want to change that. I want to change that. Hillel Hazaken had the full right, gittin daf lamed aleph, to make a peruzbo, but for whatever reason, I don't think it's necessary any longer. I don't think it's not, whatever the concern of peruzbo was, aniyim, ashirim, it's not necessary anymore. I'm not denying the legitimacy of what they did, but I want to rescind. I want to invoke. The Rambam writes that, you know what? I can only do so if it's gadol b'chacham of the minyan. Gadol b'chacham minyan, because enochinami, when you look at the Sigin Gittin and Daflamid Vav, the Gemara is mafurish, that you need gadol b'chacham of the minyan. You need that. You need that. The Gemara raises that issue. If you want to dare touch the takana of Prisbal, you can only do so if indeed it's gadol b'chacham minyan. That's called levatel bezna chavera. Wow. Let's assume the Gemara says Rebbe only instituted as a horasha. That's the Gemara, Gittin daf lamed vav. Then you don't need gadol b'chacham minyan. That's not called mevatel bezna chavera. But if this was instituted by Hillel as a takana kavua, you require gadol b'chacham minyan. And then the Rambam adds the three stunning words, afilu batal hatam. Afilu batal hatam. Even if the reason no longer applies, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In order to formally rescind, even if the tam is absolutely batel, you require gadol b'chacham minyan. That's the halacha beis. Wow. Halacha gimel of the Rambam. B'med ramamurim. Oh, when it comes to a takana. What happens if you have a siyag? A siyag. There's a siyag, such a gzera. And pashat yisurin b'chol yisrael. And that was a gzera that stuck. No, you know what? You're done. Afilu hayu gadol min harishonim. You have no right to touch it. You have no right to touch it. Wow. Where did the Rambam get that from? You know what the answer is? Abu Azar, Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara discusses an unusual circumstance of Yud Ches Dava, Hillel Shammai, and that's where the Gemara uses the phrase, Afilu Yavo, Elio. What's the difference in those cases and everything else? If you take a look at the Tosus, Abu Azar, the Tosus Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, both Masechtas, not Daf Lamed Vav. No, Tosus writes that, you know what, that was an anomaly. That was already a Ruach HaKodesh. There was something very unusual about Yud Ches Dava, where the Chachamim declared, don't touch these. Now, that's like sacred. Now that's already carved in stone. Not true of typical halachas. In a typical halacha, we would allow another bezin, as long as it's gadol b'chacham minyan, to override, but not when it comes to that. And here the Rambam is writing an incredible chiddush. That's not true. You know what? That's a model. That's a model of a siyag shepashat yisurin b'chol yisrael. Wow. When it comes to a takana, then yes. When it comes to such a siyag, in all the cases, Yud Ches Dava, or a siyag when it comes to tumah and tahara, you know what? That's a model that you cannot go ahead and touch. And then the Rambam Halacha Daled, the Rambam writes, you know what? Lefi sha'a, as a horasha, you can tweak. As a rasha, you can tweak. No? Well, you can go ahead and modify. L'fisha, afal pishu kota min harishon. Wow. You can go ahead and tweak as a rasha. As a rasha, you can be okra dindaraisa. So you can't be okra dindarabanan as a rasha. The Chacham have a right to tell you, the Rambam writes, not to be tokei b'shof. As a rasha, you can uproot a dindaraisa. As a rasha, I can't uproot a takana dindarabanan. So when I speak about me mevatel bezna chavera, it means literally to rescind, to revoke. But if you're talking about something which is very limited in scope, a horasha, then it's not true. Wow. And those are the four halachas of Rambam. And per base of Chasmanim. That's something which is pretty stunning. Wow. So in a case where it's batal tam, the Rambam writes, Niv gadol b'chacham. Wow. Rashi writes, you need something. Yeah, but Rashi in our sugya, and Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, is not gadol b'chacham minyan. Rashi just says you need a minyan achel la'atira. Minyan achel la'atira means formal process, no? A formal process. Things just don't fall away by itself. No? You know what? It has to be formally rescinded. And that's Rashi Shita, that's even two in extreme cases. Even if Kavu Zman Ledavar, that's the Furish Lashon HaRashi, no? Afo Pisha Kavu Zman Ledavar, you still need Minyanach LaHatiro. And maybe a further Shita, a little bit unclear, but maybe a further Shita, because the Rishonim attacked the Balamor. That Balamor Amsachim Bat Tezayin, where the Balamor writes that it's obvious that the Isser of Asiyas HaMalacha La'achar Chatzos and Erev Pesach is a function of Karban Pesach. It's obvious it's Machmas HaKarban. It's obvious Machmas HaKarban. So that the Balamor writes is that the Rapashut, that Bizman HaZeh, when unfortunately not offering the Karban Pesach, the whole thing is batel. It's batel, in essence, without a minyan achal ha'atir. And therefore, there's no reason to treat Erev Pesach differently than Erev Sukkos. The different Erev Sukkos. You're going to argue, what, that Erev Pesach is busy? Erev Sukkos is also very busy, no? There are mitzvos merubos on Erev Pesach. There are mitzvos merubos on Erev Sukkah. Why does the Gemara say that Erev Sukkos is more kal than Erev Pesach? You know what the answer is? Yom Shemakrivim Bo Karbo. Yom Shemakrivim Bo Karbo. Wow. So the Balamah writes that that's so obvious, so therefore, Batal Tam, the halacha doesn't apply. Wow. So the Rishonim disagree. Take a look at the Ram. Take a look at the Mochamos. They're Sachem Daf Tezayin. What do you mean? Even if Batal Tam, you still need Sarad Minyanach HaLahatiro. You need something to go ahead and to revoke. What is the sheet of the Balamor? Perhaps one could argue the following, maybe a couple of possibilities. One possibility is the sheet of the Balamor is it obviously batal tam? You don't require minyanach halatir. Sometimes it's hard to know what exactly the tam atakana is. Sometimes it's hard to know. But if it's self-evident what the tam is, it's obvious that the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkos is Karban Pesach. It's Karban Pesach. Oh, and that's Mefurish in Yerushalmi. Karban Pesach. So therefore, you know, isn't it clear? One way of understanding the sheet of the Balamor is that in Batal Tam, you don't even require an Afalati. Well, just like Tosu says, if the Zman Katsuv is built in, you don't require an Afalatiro. It's only because of the ambiguity of Shloshes and Mishloshes, but otherwise not. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to Batal Tam. Maybe I'll tell you, no, who says the Balamor says this? Who says the Balamor says this? Oh, you know, I'll tell you the following condition, Balamor. You ready for this? Whoa. You know what the Balamor maybe is arguing? If that's true, then it's not really relevant for today's shir. You know what it is? There was no takana of an Isser Malacha and Erev Pesach. There was no takana. I don't know, how in the world can you say that? No, that's a first in the Gemara. No. There was a takana of an Isser Malacha. The Yom Shemakrivim Bokarba. Maybe that's what the Balamor means. That there was no Takana Kavua. Here's such a thing. Now, there's a Takana Kavua. That there's an Isser Malacha and a Yom Shemakrivim Bokarba. You know, the Rambam writes, Yom Shemakrivim Bokarba is a great day of Simcha. You know, a great day of Simcha. You know? On Erev Pesach, there's Nisr Tainis and Nisr Hespid, you know? I'll talk about the Tainis Erev Pesach now. It's a day of Simcha, because you're offering a Karban Hashem. You're offering a Karban Hashem. So when the Balamor says that Amis and Bizman HaZeh, this doesn't apply, maybe the Balamor does not mean because, you know what, there was a Takana Kavua, the Batal Tam, and therefore the Takana no longer applies. Maybe there was no Takana of Erev Pesach. It was part of a much broader takana of a Yom Shemakrivim Bokarban. A Yom Shemakrivim Bokarban. You know what? You make a bris, it's a Yom Teftilei. You know what? Don't go to work. Don't say Tachon Mincha. You know, it's a great day of Simcha. So a day of Havasa Karban is a day of Simcha, and therefore it's obvious if you're not offering the Karban Pesach, that doesn't apply. Not because of Batel, because of the very nature of the broader name, Takana of. Wow. And I'll say, Poshub Shat and Balamor. The Balamor is maintaining that, you know what, if the Tam is Batel, we're good to go. You don't even need minyan achala hatira at all, at all, at all. And what's fascinating, what we mentioned quickly yesterday, was even when the Ravid is masig, and the Ravid says, what do you mean? You need something. The Ravid does not write that you need gadol achal for minyan. The Ravid just writes, you need minyan achala hatira. Whoa, that already is a chiddush. Bezim goes ahead and institutes. No, in order to revoke, to rescind, is it enough to have minyan achala hatira, or do you need gadol achal for minyan? Gadol achal for minyan, wow, that's hard. That's hard already. No? Or no, you just need, you know what I would tell you? If it's a matter of being mevatel bezim chavero, you need gadol achal for minyan. If it's a matter of due process, hanhogas iser v'heter, you know what I would say? All you need is a formal reenactment. No, that's all you need. That's all you need. Well, how do you know if you're being mevatel? And how do you know what the answer is? Vatel tam. If the tam still applies and I'm disagreeing, you need gadol achal for minyan. If the tam no longer applies, so all you need is formal process. Well, that's the chiddush of the Ravid, that all you need is formal process. That's exactly the hasagas of Ravid and the Rabbim as well. That if vatel tam, all you need is minyan achal hatira. Wow. So therefore, three possible shitas. Batal tam either means that guess what? Everything falls on its face. Or maybe not, that batal tam would mean that you require a formal process. Or maybe even that it requires more than that. Gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan. That's a heavy issue. You know, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tes, the Ramah quotes it Shuvah Sarash. The Tshuva Sarash writes the following, fascinating Kiddush. There is a stunning sugi, we've discussed this now. In Yevamos Daf Tzadim Abeis, the sugi of Akira Stav Minato. Don't be tokei b'shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and don't be notel dalet minim. Okay. The Gemara has another case. Sadin b'tzitzis. Stunning. You know? A person has a linen garment. You know, that potentially can be problematic because you're going to fix tzitzis. And the tzitzis will be wool tzitzis. Tchilas must be wool tzitzis. No? And therefore a clash. Oh, you're going to tell me a clash? We discussed this. No, you've almost stepped out of it. That's a sinu chalosase. Why is that a clash? Esinu chalosase. Oh, but the Gemara says the following. Maybe that doesn't always apply. The fact that you have an allowance to go ahead and to violate Shabbos Mokum Tzitzis. Categorically. Oh, let me ask you a fine question. A Tosus Menachos, Daf Mem. What happens if the garment's not yours? I'm borrowing my friend's garment. Guess what? It's a linen garment but it's not my garment. No? Ksuscha. I'm not chayiv in tzitzis, mikradim. It's not my garment. No? Let's assume it's at night, where the rabbi writes there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Is it so obvious that tzitzis is doche shatnes shalom bisman mitzvaso? At night there's no mitzvah tzitzis. You still say yes to the chalos asay. Let's say this is a woman who's not chayiv in tzitzis. It's a zman grama. Would she be allowed to go ahead and to wear that? Would she be allowed to? And Esseg al-Khalosa say, which is not obligate essay. Not so obvious, no? That's a lengthy Diyan Tosas. Menachos Daf Mem, guess what? Rabbi Natan Shita, yes. No? Whoa. Rabbi Natan, yes. Maybe in one word, you know what Rabbi Natan Shita is? Even this is a Kiddush. Putra. Putra lagamri, even for a beged shu'ula, even for Lili, even for Nashim. Wow, like that's a fascinating view. We'll get to this. Not the very end of the first part. No. Or what happens if a person doesn't have tchelis? What happens if you have fake tchelis? No? Maybe you don't get as much as that. No? You have fake tchelis. No? Is it so obvious? This is the mitzvah b'shlemusa. And therefore, you're going to violate Shabbos in order to. Who says that this is the real tchelis? Oh, the answer is what? Because I dug it up someplace. You know, whoa, you know what? The Gemara says that there was something that was being peddled, kala d'ilan. It looked like tchelis, it smelled like tchelis, not felt like tchelis, but it wasn't tchelis. No? So you know what? You have this great guy with this funny hat who discovers the stuff. No, you know? Who says he discovered the real McCoy? You know? Maybe he discovered the, what the Gemara says was the Kala D'Ilan. You have to really know that that's true. The Drisha writes in Elchus Tefillin that, you know, they did some excavations next to the Kevra of Yechezkel HaNavi. You know what they found? Ancient Parshios that followed Rashi's Seder HaParshians. You know? Oh. So the Drisha writes, I think he meant it seriously. He writes, well, of course. You know why? Because the Sofer wrote it out of order, and then there were gonies it in the Beis HaKvaros. Who says those are Kosher Parshios? I'm like, you know, probably were Kosher Parshios. No, but he says, yeah, you found it buried. Yeah, what do you do when you have something that's Salokis Idra? No, you have to bury it. No? And the point is, you have to be careful. So the Gemara says the following, a stunning thing. Because of all considerate. Ooh, you know what? The Chum declared something really stunning. Something stunning, you know? Sadin betzitzis. You ready? Don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. You know? Don't put any tzitzis on a linen garment. Whoa. You know, we could have said just put linen tzitzis on a linen garment. No doubt. You're going to start putting tzitzis on a linen garment. You're going to start getting involved with tzitzis being doche shatnes, and that does not always apply. So, incredible. That's one of the cases of Akira Sevmin HaTorah. One of the cases of Akira Sevmin HaTorah. Right? I'm waiting, you know, a guy's going to, I'm going to see him, you know. You're not wearing tzitzis. Oh, it's a linen garment. You've almost said tzadi with it. It's not like a sadim tzitzis. So what's the rush? The Rama quotes this Rosh. Another Rosh quotes it by name. Tshuva Sarosh Klaubeis. Another Rosh in Hilchas Tzitzis, Siman Tes. But you know what? The Tshuva Sarosh writes the... Wait a second. Why in the world would you say not to put any tzitzis on linen garment? Obviously, it's because of some extreme concern, that people are going to end up violating a lot of their Isa Shatnis. The Rosh writes, it's a fascinating Tshuva. You know what? He saw that people were wearing linen garments with tzitzis. Linen garments with linen tzitzis. Linen garments with linen tzitzis. Whoa. Well, of course. No, not of course. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. Uh-oh, the Rosh writes, you know what? It must be the following. That, you know what? The reason you don't do so is because of the tam. And clearly, batal hatam. In our time, that was batal. We didn't have this whole tcheles issue. And no one was putting wool tzitzis on a linen garment. Those who were wearing linen garment would have fixed linen tzitzis. So therefore, batal takana. And therefore, one could justify. Wow. That's what the Rama writes. Imiyef shirak betala shal pishtan. If for whatever reason, the only cloth that you have is pishtan. Mutav shiyashe tala shal pishtan. Tzitzis shal pishtan. You know what? Take the linen garment and put tzitzis on it, a pishtan, and that's better. Mishi zvatel mitzvah tzitzis. That's a tshuva sarash. But the reason it's such a great chiddush is because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, don't do anything. So you know what the Rosh writes? Yeah, but the tam is because. And batal tam. In a batal tam, the whole takana, the whole gzeh, everything's off. And therefore, you know what? You can wear a beg of shal pishtun, if necessary, with pishtun tzitzis. Wow. Maybe that's an example of, wow, of batal tam, batal takana, and indeed we're done. That's mafurish, a tshuva sarash. But if the tam is obvious, the tam is batal, so therefore, if batal tam, batal takana, I would just mention the following important caveat. There's something unusual about that case. You know what's unusual about that case? It's an Akira Sdav Minatoru. It's an Akira Sdav Minatoru. And I'll tell you the Yisod, that an Akira Sdav Minatoru, how does that work? The Torah says this, and I say no. The Torah says, be tokei b'shofar. And I say, don't be tokei b'shofar. The Torah says, take davlinim, and I say, no. Who in the world am I? No. The Torah says, yes, and I say, no. You know what the answer is? You know, like the Rambam. K'shem sharofei chotei chevrecha. No. Sometimes you can see that, you know what? in certain circumstances, A is going to lead to B. Netilas lulu is going to lead to chilul Shabbos. And it's more important to safeguard the kedusha of Shabbos, even at the expense of. That's, like we just discussed, no? That already is a balance. That's already a triage. That's already a risk-benefit. It's mamish nakiras dev min haTorah. It's mamish nakiras dev min haTorah. And I'll tell you the following important yourself. Well, that when it comes to akiras dev min haTorah, the tam has to reign supreme. It's not that we have a right just to uproot dinei Torah. We have a right to say that, you know, there's a risk factor here that you can't ignore. Just like the Rambam writes, Chotech over Echad for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. You know what I would argue? That cannot be a categorical oplu. That cannot be a categorical oplu. There, that's the Chiddush of the Rosh. Even if when it comes to a normal Takana, which forbids a Dvar Rishus, you require Ar Gemara, meaning Achal Atira, not if something is an Akira Stev Menatar. Not if something is an Akira Stev Menatar. Well, there's like an unknown sefer, the Mishnah of Yaakov that is a known sefer, no? The Shuvah's Mishnah of Yaakov. There is a sefer that the Mishnah of Yaakov wrote, it's called Koheles Yaakov, in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Beis, he just writes this Kiddush, that if something is an Akira Stev Menatar, of course, the Tam reigns supreme, and that will not be a low plug. That will not be a low plug. Well, I'll give you an example. The Mechaber writes in Simen Shin Gimel that maybe we don't have Rosh Hashanah in Bizman Hazeh. I'll take a look at that. Not Rosh Hashanah now, but you know what? There's so many requirements for Rosh Hashanah, but maybe, you know what? Everything we have today is a karmelist. We don't have Rosh Hashanah in Bizman Hazeh. Not just your neighborhood. We don't have Rosh Hashanah in Bizman Hazeh. So the Bir Halacha immediately jumps. There, Nuchos Shabbos, Shin Gimel. Well, we're not Tokei B'Shofar, and we're not No Tululov, because of Shemir Avenu, and you don't have Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh. Like, why would we be Oker Edin Daraisa if there's no Chshash of Chilul Shabbos? If there's no Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh? To say, you know what, in your neighborhood, it's not Rosh Hashanah. But in the next village, the next town, the next big city, it is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you're really going to say there's no Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, maybe certain dinim don't apply. Why in the world would you not be Tokei B'Shofar? Why would you not be Notulu and Esser? What's the obvious answer? Because it was a Takana Derabanan. And you need, Achal HaTiro, you need God of HaChachom Minyan. VeHachamim instituted that you cannot do so. You cannot do so. Poshib Shadow HaTevut underlies just that comment to Bir Halacha. Now, is that not when it comes to Akira Stav Menatov? Not when it comes to Akira Stav Menatov. When it comes to such a case, there the Tam reigns supreme, even if in other Takanos you require. But you don't have just an Akira Sarvan HaTorah as a low plug where the Tam is irrelevant. The Tam is irrelevant in Akira Sarvan HaTorah. You know, imagine a doctor is going to consistently engage in amputation because, you know, it might be necessary in one out of 1,000 cases. You'll say, well, that's criminal, that's murderous, that's reckless. No, you have no right to do so if it's an Akira Sarvan HaTorah. Maybe that's the Gemara Chiddush. Right, so it's an important marmot. That's called in Shulchan Aruch. That Shuvah Sarash, that sometimes will say that the Takana is batel, but that sometimes could be limited. Number one, the Tam is batel. That's true, but I would add to it, not only is the Tam a batel, but the whole Takana was an Akira Sarvan HaTorah. Maybe Enoch Inami, that's true. Okay, so the Rambam Shita, no Beis. Afilu batel Tam, you require Godol B'chachm of Minyan. So the Raivid quotes our Gemara. Ara Gemara, no, Heyma Beis, Itur Shuka Yerushalayim Beperos. Guess what? What I mean? The Gemara says, what that was already rescinded. No, Far Nimno Alecha Chavirecha Behitirua. Who's Chavirecha? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Oh, so that's the Hasagas Araivit. What do you see from that? You need a minyan Nachal Atiro. Oh, that's our Sugya. But you don't need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. How can the Rambam say you need Gadol B'Chachma Minyan? How can the Rambam indeed say that that's true? Well, that's the kash of the Raivit. Here, Batal Tam, but you still meet, oh, that's the Mi'iri in our Sugya, Mufurish. Batal Tam, Minach Hatira, Lo Batal Tam, Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Why? Because it's only called Mevatal Bez Nechaveruf, Lo Batal Tam. If it's Batal Tam, the Lundus is very different. That's just the Hanhogas Isiveheta that the process, the due process, is Minyan Achal HaTiro. That's clear. So the Rambam writes, you see, before Shemar Ganara, that Batal Tam does not mean it falls away by itself, but Batal Tam does not mean another extreme that you need. Gadol, you don't say Minyanach Kalahatira. So, ooh, the Kesa Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, Kesa Mishnah writes, you know what? What do you mean? Kushyas Harayvet Eni Makir. That's such a kasha. Me, Amarlan, Shabalozah Ben Azariah, Lahad Gadol Makir Rishonim. What, you're right now passing judgment on the greatness of Elazar ben Azariah? Maybe not Hinami. The Gemara says, you know what? What do you mean, Nimna Achecha? Who would do such a thing? No? Man Chavirecha. The Gemara says, the holy, holy, holy Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. You're going to tell me, Batal Tam, but you need Gadol Achecha Minyan. Man Hitirua. Who is this person who is Gadol Achecha Minyan? You know what the Gemara answers? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oh. Okay, that's the case of Mishas. That's exactly the Gemara. You know what? It's not enough to have Minyak al-Hatiro. You need Gadol Achecha Minyan. So man hitirua. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Wow. And then we started to mention the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah is in his Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Hey Beis. You know what? Where the Lecha Mishnah writes the fine. That's the Mishnah is in Maaser Sheni. Where the Mishnah says the fine. There's something unusual about this whole halacha of La'atir Shukli Shambateros. Because the Mishnah uses the words, and it's kind of stunning. Utnai Hayabadab. Utnai Hayabadab. Wow. Utnai Hayabadab means, you know what? When the Chachamim instituted this halacha, they did not do so as a takana kavua. They didn't do so as a takana kavua. You know what? They were saying the following. We have a priority. We want to make sure that the bounty, the beauty, the splendor of Yerushalayim is evident. You know, you're going to go there and there's going to be a scarcity of produce. Everybody's coming to Yerushalayim. You have to make sure it's abundant. How do you make sure it's abundant? Well, one of the things we can do is say the following. You know what? If you live within a reasonable proximity, you know what? Bring the peros to Yerushalayim. Don't rely on pinyon. Yeah, but the Mishnah says it's nai hayibadavar. It's nai hayibadavar. So Lecha Mishnah writes, isn't it clear? Isn't it clear? That Lecha Mishnah, Beis and Nachos Mamre, from that Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, like, hey Beis, that this is exceptional. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. This is exceptional. That if there's tnai hayibadavar, you just have to be able to ascertain that the circumstances now are such. And therefore, it's enough to have minyan achal hatiro. You don't need anything more. Wow. And that's how the Rambam understood our Gemara. Either when the Gemara says, ooh, man chavirecha, the Gemara is bothered by this question, is it Gadol Achecha Minyan? The Gemara says, yes, wow. Or, no, that this was different. In a normal takana kavua where batal tam, you need Gadol Achecha Minyan. But not in the case of Tnai Hayibadav. We pointed out that Rav Chanan writes the following Chiddush, right, in Siman Yud Gimel, the Kovet Shiurim, that when you look at our Gemara and the Shach Levitarya, there's something which is a little bit unusual. Here, the Gemara says the following, that you know what, that, ooh. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of, the Gemara says. Now, maybe we're going to say the following, that, you know, up until now, I've done this. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Oh, the Gemara says, for example, that what do you mean? That the Kirish HaKodesh example, Kirish HaKodesh, the Ayyadei Bezdin. No, it's Mesur LeBezdin. So we don't have to worry about Ishtarta, Kibana HaKodesh Kol HaYom. And all of a sudden now we're not allowed to do that. Who's Mekabel? Bezin's Mekabel. But they're going to be aware of these nuances. So Bachanada says a very, very important art. Wait a second. If the whole Takana was rescinded, why is the Gemara afraid Meheri Abadei Sem English? Meheri Abadei English sounds like the following. The halacha is like this now, but it's going to automatically change then, and people are going to be unaware of the change. Unaware of the change. You know? For example, you know what? When you have a Mincha Saomer, Chadash is only mutter once the Mincha Saomer is offered. If you don't have the Mincha Saomer, the Yom, the Tchila Sayom is Matir. The Gemara is concerned, but you know what? If people are used to eating Chadash at the beginning of the day, you know what? Kishibana Yisamidah Shanat, you know, you have to wait until the Mincha Saomer. I understand. Because the Din D'Oraisa is Sometimes it's miyom ha'veyachem, the day, and sometimes the actual hakrava. I understand. Here, what is the Gemara afraid of? What is the Gemara afraid? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is going to rescind the takana, but the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore everything is going to kick back. Why is anything going to kick back? No? No, it means you're going to have a new Maimed HaChachamim that's going to argue that this is now Aser. Well, okay, so you know what? If that happens, guess what? We'll make sure there's a kokore, right? That this is a new Maimed of Bezdin and this is Aser, and we'll be aware of it. You're so afraid of last year, this year. It's going to go unnoticed. Why is it going unnoticed? So, fascinating finish. Rabbi Chanan writes, you know what you see from the Gemara? Poshub Shad. That Kishibana Me Samigdash, Tachsa Takana Rishona Me'eleha. Me'eleha. You know, once the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, guess what? All of a sudden now, it's going to take effect immediately. It's going to remain in place. Why in the world is it going to remain in place? I go ahead and I rescind the Din Rabbanan, and a Tzorach arrives. It's going to remain in place. Hanhagas Issev HaHetig. You need a minion to create. No? Maybe the Tzorach will be there, but not the Takana. Unless you argue as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not rescinding. Was not rescinding at all. You know what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was doing? He was tweaking. He was tweaking, no? The Fisha, as a Rasha. Oh, that's the Rambam Salach HaDalit, no? The Rambam said, you always require Gora B'chal Minyan. That's Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel, Siyagim and Xeros are different. Good, Halacha Dalit. But Med V'ram Morin, if you want to rescind. But if all you're doing is Ahura Shah, the Rambam says, if Ahura Shah Kibyokar Daraisa, Kiras Avinatara, Ahura Shah Kibyokar, Takana Drabban as well. It was only Ahura Shah. Ooh, so Ahura Shah does not require Gora B'chal Minyan. Harasha just requires the tweaky, minach latir. That's the Rambam. That's exactly the Rambam then. These are examples of just simply softening, modifying as a harasha. And that does not require Gora B'chal Minyan. So one could argue, that, you know what? That maybe our Gemara has Gora B'chal Minyan because of the incredible status of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Or that no, in the case of Itu Yushlam B'peros, Tnai Ha'abadavar. Or one could argue that this was not a revocation. And as such, that's it. That you need minach latiru, nothing more. Wow. Now, we'll have to begin discussing. The Rashi, the Tosus. You know what? Itu Yushalayim b'peros. That, you know, we are going to insist that you go ahead and bring the peros to Yushalayim. And you know what? And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer. He was in close proximity. And therefore, he could not be poded. It meant the Paris had to be brought to Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Eliezer was not in a position to bring the Paris to Yerushalayim. So you know what? B'kei shlaf kiro la'anir. Wow. And that was our Gemara. Oh, it wasn't necessary. Kfar nimnu alecha chavirecha v'tirua. You know what? Rashi, Tosis. Rabbi Eliezer did not live as much as Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So what exactly are we talking about? What are we talking about? No? So Rashi writes a stunning Kiddush. And this Kiddush Rashi is against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Rashi writes the following. No, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the Kiddush HaSamikdash is Kiddush HaShayit and the Kiddush HaSidhava. Wow. And since the Kiddush exists, the Rambam agrees to that. Therefore, Yecholin Hanim La'ochla B'Yerushalayim. Without any opinion. Even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, wow. But you know what? You can go ahead and eat the Ma'aser Sheni, Revai, because the Kedusha HaMikdash exists. That's what Rashi says. So you know what? So let the Aniyim who are in need take it and eat it. Eat it in Yerushalayim. Guess what? Take a look at the Rambam, Nochus Meister Sheni. Peret Beis Halachala. You know what the Rambam writes? What do you mean, Meister Sheni? Eino Nechal Ella Ifnei Habayis. The Rambam holds that there's Kedushas HaMikdash, which is Kitchel HaSadavah. But Kedushas HaMikdash, the Rambam's Mufurish, is not enough to allow for Achilas Meister Sheni. Achilas Meister Sheni requires a Beis HaMikdash, not merely the Kedusha. So we have to discuss Rashi, the Rambam, then we're going to see the Tosus. Now, here's some Mitzvah, but we'll do this, and then jump to Vav and Aleph. No? Kura Samei Sanyante, Shabbos, Yantusheni. Okay, so Mitzvah. Good.